The Air Force faces a big modernizing effort in the next decade, but nothing happens until someone buys something. So updating the force puts pressure on the Air Force to make sure its acquisition practices are in top shape. But the Air Force's top acquisition official says procurement is still too slow, as measured by the time it takes to award contracts. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni.
Air Force Military Deputy for Acquisition Lieutenant General Arnold Bunch says he's not so happy with the service's acquisition scheduling. That's a problem for a service that's going to be doing a lot of procurement over the next 10 years. The Air Force's modernization budget is expected to grow 73% by 2023. It will balloon from $19 billion in 2015 to $33 billion at its peak. The Air Force Modernization Plan makes up a large portion of the spending bow wave the Defense Department's been bracing for. According to a study by the Center for Strategic and International Studies, modernization bow waves typically form as the overall defense budget declines and modernization programs are delayed or stretched into the future. The assumption is that eventually the funding will come from somewhere. But at this point, it's time to pay the piper. And the Air Force has a lot to be responsible for, which puts more pressure on it to use good acquisition tactics. If you need an example, just listen as Bunch lists off the number of modernization efforts the Air Force is undertaking. Bunch is speaking at the Unmanned Systems Defense Conference in Arlington, Virginia.
So what we now have to do is modernize so that we're ready for a more A2AD, or the higher end spectrum of conflict. We have a lot of great capability in the permissive or in the non-full-up A2AD, and we've got to modernize to be more capable, and that's what a lot of those platforms are aimed at. But other programs that we're going after right now are JSTARS RECAP, Ground-Based Strategic Deterrent, Long-Range Standoff Weapon, UH-1N RECAP, Combat Rescue Helicopter. We've got a new space launch system that we're trying to get out there and work through. We're doing a new ground control station for GPS-3. That's one of the ones that's caused us issues with OCX. And we're looking at new satellite programs. So that's some of the modernization that we got going on. New trainer, by the way, TX, which is in the forefront of a lot of people's minds right now. So a lot of modernization efforts going on. We got to get those right. We got to keep them right.
Bunch says it's imperative the Air Force modernizes equipment because over the past 15 years, it's really taken a beating. The average age of Air Force weapon system is 27 years. The Soviet Union still existed back then. Bunch says for those modernization plans, the Air Force is doing okay in some areas of acquisition. Here's Bunch again.
So in the Air Force, our cost control, for the most part, is pretty good. We got a couple of outliers, but for the most part, our cost control, when we set up a program, we're coming in within those below the dollar values that we initially budget for those programs. We have should cost initiatives. That's where the service cost position is at one point. We estimate a will cost, how we're going to drive that cost down. Over about the last 5 years, that's been a little over $10 billion that we've reduced out of the programs that we've been able to apply to other Air Force needs. So we're doing pretty good on cost. Performance. We're doing good in performance. We're getting key performance parameters that we need to meet. We're getting those from the users. We're not adjusting those. We're holding our requirements stable, and we're delivering at the top level the performance that we've been asked to deliver, so we're doing good in both of those.
But acquisition scheduling isn't getting great marks like the other factors. Bunch says scheduling growth went up in some programs. That's the amount of time the Air Force thinks a contract will take to be awarded and how long it's extended from that point. Bunch says right now the Air Force is trying to do some metrics on its schedules. It's monitoring sole source contracts that are $50 million to $500 million. In the last 2 years, the service managed to reduce its award time from about 17 months to a year. But Bunch says he wants to get that time frame down to less than 10 months. Here's Bunch on why the Air Force is only looking at larger sole source contracts and what else is holding back schedules.
And you will say, well, that's a really small subset, General Bunch. Why wouldn't you look at a bigger thing? Because if I can measure in that subset and I can learn what my drivers are in my contract timelines in that area, then I should be able to put resources in an appropriate area so that we can drive it down more and figure out what our resource restrictions are, what are our problems. This has been an open kimono with industry. We talk about this at our PEO CEO days so that we're sharing. My words with industry are, if it's our problem, I'm going to go try to go fix it. If it's because the proposals aren't right, or we're not negotiating properly, or we're doing things like that, then we're going to have to work through it together, because getting on contract is a team sport. We also have to set more realistic schedules as we start. We have a couple of programs where we didn't really understand the technology and we didn't understand how risky it was, and those are biting me right now.
the Air Force already undertook some initiatives to better its cost and schedule issues. About 6 years ago, the service created the Should Cost Initiative. Bunch said the initiative has saved about $10 billion since it first went into effect. It requires program managers to set aside independent cost estimates from the Defense Department and instead manage their own programs according to what they think it should cost. Building off the success of that initiative, the Air Force announced its Should Schedule program last fall. That program gives priority to a company that can deliver faster results in its design and development phase for established programs. Here's Air Force Secretary Deborah Lee James speaking at an Air Force Association event last year on the program.
If an industry partner can propose a solution that credibly offers a way to accelerate successful EMD, then that company would have a competitive advantage for the award. Now keep in mind, an accelerated EMD plan would need to survive a detailed scrub by independent engineers, and like Should Cost, we will only adjust to the faster schedule after it is realized and independently validated. And finally, I do want to note that we won't allow this to become a reason for us to go sole source on an item. We will structure the acquisition strategies to ensure the appropriate level of competition and to take advantage of early opportunities for technical maturation and risk reduction activities to bring multiple industry teams up to a reasonable design level.
The Air Force is still working out the kinks on that one. In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Be sure to read Scott's story at FederalNewsRadio.com, where you'll find extensive coverage of all things DOD.